This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you celebrate Christmas, there's a good chance your weekend will be spent turbo shopping, navigating the malls for those special gifts. But perhaps you're one of the online shoppers today. There are many, many of them. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. Lisa, welcome back to the program. And online shopping, it's not new, but it's getting bigger and bigger, huh?
As more people go online, Alex, and more people get more comfortable with shopping online, yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger every year. One company that tracks online activity is saying that spending online for the holiday season this year is up 25%. Over last year, $15 billion more. Now, last week, from Monday through Friday, the online retailers had sales of $400 million a day, according to Comscore, which crunches retail numbers. That's not including eBay or money people spend buying airline tickets. So think about that, Alex. The internet is creating a whole new shopping metric. Usually we talk about how people crowd the malls during the holiday season at night and on weekends. Now people are shopping at night or at work or whenever they want.
Now, we should note that, at least in the most recent figures that I've seen, overall shopping is not quite what merchants had been hoping for. But looking at online, which is doing better, who's getting all the money?
Well, that's the other interesting thing here. Much of the shopping that's happening on the web is going along with traditional stores. Now, in the early days of the web, a lot of stores didn't even bother going online. And as they have, as more people have gone online themselves, you've got a really happy little retail synthesis booming. They go to Target and Walmart and Sears. Those are among the top gaining retail sites. It's interesting to look at the top five gaining overall, according to Comscore. Blockbuster, Best Buy, Overstock.com, that is an internet-only store, AT&T Wireless. It's not to say the old guard of online retailers isn't doing well. Amazon.com has reported an increase in business, too, this Christmas season. Independently, eBay continues to see explosive growth in sales around the world, and its last quarter reported a 52% increase. 52%.
So these top sites give you a sense of what people are buying online. What are they getting?
Well, Alex, consumer electronics naturally are popular with people who shop online because it's easy to comparison shop and because people who are comfortable online like their gadgets. This one report from Comscore this week found the top product searched for online was iPod. Not surprisingly, digital cameras, video game consoles, they were enormously popular too. And today, Alex, in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're covering another story, Pfizer. What's happening with them since they disclosed a heart risk with Celebrex?
Thank you, Lisa Napoli of Marketplace from American Public Media.